began this series on the Gospel of Mark many months ago, I said that we would be looking at the characteristics of Jesus, that would be kind of our focus, right? There's a lot of other things going on, but that was going to be our focus, and that we would be looking at who Jesus was when he walked on this earth, and so that we could better follow his perfect example. And my friends, today Jesus shows us one of his very important characteristics, one of his very important traits that we could all learn from, especially in our kind of our highly charged, divisive, controversial society that we're kind of all experiencing right now. And the sermon title kind of gives it away. The title this morning is Compassion of Christ. Compassion of Christ. And we're going to see on full display this morning the compassion of Christ as he ministers to the masses, if you will. And we're starting the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. So if you've got your Bibles, that'd be a great place to turn. That'll be on the screen as well. So Mark 8, and we're going to start with the first three verses of that chapter. And they read like this. In those days, when there was again a large crowd and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. So backstory, right? If we recall from last week, Jesus and his disciples are still in Decapolis on the southern end of the Sea of Galilee in a region that is essentially a Gentile area. And what we have seen in their travels is that Jesus and his disciples have been kind of looking to avoid crowds, yet the crowds continue to find Jesus, right? In fact, in this case, the crowd has been so focused on the teaching of Jesus that they have literally neglected feeding themselves for 3 days. Now, let me rephrase that a little bit. Maybe some packed a lunch or supper, but it is clear that the majority, even the vast majority of the people in this crowd, did not pack enough food for 3 days. My wife will never understand that. And imagine that they're hungry. So let me ask you a really simple question. Was it the fault of Jesus or his disciples that the people were without food? Anybody? No. Was it the responsibility of Jesus or the disciples to feed the crowd? No. See, it was not their fault, and it was not their responsibility. In fact, you might even come to the conclusion that the poor planning of those in the crowd was short-sighted and maybe even a little stupid, right? It would be easy to come to this conclusion that the ones to blame are the people themselves. See, I've come to this conclusion, right, where I have seen people ill-prepared for what was ahead. Let me give you just one example. Betsy and I can't remember if Allie was with us or not, but we were hiking in the White Mountains. We were on vacation. We're hiking in the White Mountains, and we had done this really nice hike up to a waterfall. It was beautiful, well-marked trail, really not too bad of a hike, and we're almost back to the parking lot, and we come across this man and this woman about to start the hike, and they kind of looked like they'd just stepped out of the GQ magazine. I'm pretty sure he was in penny loafers, and I'm pretty sure she was in sandaled heels. It was not a rugged hike, but these two were not at all prepared for what was ahead. The woman in particular was obviously out of her element, especially, like I said, in the footwear department. Jesus observes the people in this crowd, and instead of judging their lack of preparation, Mark tells us that he has compassion on the people. Jesus knew the consequences to their poor planning and what was likely going to, it was likely going to lead to bad things, right? They will, in fact, they tell us, they will faint on their way to find food. See, I did not have much compassion for this couple about to hike to the waterfall. See, if this was a date, it certainly was going to be the last one. This was not going to end well. And I could have warned them. I could have suggested an easier place to see a waterfall. I did neither. And I too knew the consequences were going to be bad, but did nothing. And Jesus, see, has clearly identified the problem and then verbalized it for the disciples. The people are hungry. There's no food close by. Many of the people live a great distance away from this place. And Jesus has also clearly identified that he wants to do something about the problem. See, friends, it's not enough to just say you have compassion for a problem or a situation. Compassion, as Jesus is showing us this morning, is really an action word here, right? It's a verb in this tense, in this situation. Jesus is planning on acting on this compassion, and we, frankly, should be ready to do the same, should we not? Yes? All right. And Jesus even clearly identifies for the disciples the consequences of doing nothing for the people. Some of them will faint on their way to find food. Not great. Now, Jesus has not yet said what his actions will be. He is simply beginning the conversation and involving his disciples, hopefully, in addressing the identified problem. Well, look with me now at the reaction from the disciples found in verse 4. And his disciples answered him, "Where will anyone be able to find enough bread here in this desolate place to satisfy these people?" And if you look at this same situation being described by Mark in Matthew's gospel, you will realize that where they are is kind of up on the side of this